So one of the questions that I received on my website is, where did the idea of angels come from? And are there angels? So this is a good question. So I'm going to let Ananda answer that question. And as usual, I'll take one breath. They'll come through and we will see what they have to say about this interesting topic. I'll see you at the end of the session. Oh, we are with you again, dear ones. Indeed, you have an obsession with angels on your in your world. It is a form of sanctioned connection to non-physical beings. The church, as it played out in your society, did not want to cut you off completely from non-physical because they knew they could not. They did their best as to become the only intermediaries that you allowed into your world, that they made themselves indispensable, that if you wanted to speak to God, you had to do it through the church. But they knew that they could not control non-physical beings. We are all over the place trying to make contact all of the time. And so they allowed this particular form of being to be allowed, let us say. The concept of the angel is an old one. Humans have had interactions with non-physical beings for many, many millennia, far longer than your distorted history allows you to believe. Non-physical beings have interacted with those of you that reside on this planet for hundreds of thousands of years and have always been. Angels are beings that are of a very high frequency and generally have not incarnated on the earth plane. They are assigned, however, to the earth plane. So they offer assistance, they bring high frequency interventions onto the earth plane because you need them. You need miracles in your world because you are in a dark place and have been in a dark place for quite a long time. There are parts of your history that have been completely obliterated from the record, so to speak. There were times on your earth plane when there were thriving, highly technological societies that were very, very advanced and that have gone into, we would say, disrepair and eventually have disappeared. But your ruling societies have deemed these unacceptable because they inspire, they excite, they make you believe in a more powerful possibility for yourselves. And that, of course, is what angels are for. They are here to inspire you. They are here to excite you, and they are here to offer assistance when you are in a dark or difficult place. Now, the form that angels take varies. Some have what you would consider those beautiful wings. They are symbolic of freedom. They are symbolic of light and love and levity and the ability to ascend. And so that is generally what happens in the appearance of these kinds of beings. They will appear in a way that suits your conditioning. They will appear in a way that represents qualities that you will understand. They will speak in words that are comprehensible to you. They may speak in feelings and emotions as well. But there are indeed angels, and we would call them our friends. Some of us are angels. Remember, we are a collective consciousness. We are not an individual, even though we speak through an individual and it appears to be one voice. But there are many of us here, many of us from different realms, different experiences, different qualities of experience, we would say. And so, yes, angels are amongst us and angels are amongst you. Angels do not always appear as a vision or a light being. They may appear as a human. An angel may take the form of a human body temporarily to assist you in some experience that you are having. So sometimes when somebody shows up that seems to be an angel in human form, they may very well be an angel in human form. They may come in, assist you, and disappear again, and you wonder what they, where they have gone and who they were. So you are very limited in your understanding of non-physical reality. There are many dimensions, there are many timelines, parallel universes, all kinds of things going on that you are not privy to in your low frequency state. And this is one of the reasons that we are here, of course. It is time now for you to understand what you are doing to yourselves and how you keep your frequency low. Watching fear, entertaining fearful ideas, judgments, these are all, these are some of the ways that you keep yourself away from communion with higher frequency beings, and in actual fact, keep yourself in communion with low frequency beings. So as we come to the end of this discussion, we would say to you, there are many different kinds of levels of consciousness, and the lower frequency you hold, the lower frequency beings you come in contact with. We are not here to frighten you. We are here to inspire you. We are here to bring you up towards light and love. So we would ask you to pay attention to your frequency. If you are depressed or sad or hateful or judgmental or fearful, you are going to attract those kinds of consciousnesses to you, and they will participate in your life just as we are participating in this being's life, because she has raised herself up into those higher realms. So use this conversation as an impetus to get your frequency up. That means turning your violence off, turning your judgmental thoughts off. And of course, you know how to do that. You begin to study the lessons of A Course in Miracles and you begin a forgiveness practice. We are bringing many lessons and a lot of information through this being. So there is a lot that you can learn just from what has already come through. But we are continuing that journey into expansion of information, into that expansion of mind. And we are happy that you are all on this journey with us. You will not regret it. You will climb out of the box that your society has put you in, and you will begin to commune with angels. We love you very much, and we will speak to you again soon. That was nice. I have angels, of course. Ananda are my angels. So it is early January. I've come back to Canada after a warm December, and I'm dedicating myself to writing the new book. It is called Love and a Map to Unaltered Souls, and it's a collaborative book with Ananda teaching the first part and Jesus teaching the second part, which is very exciting. So we've got another book from Jesus coming, and it is going to be fun to get that to the publisher and out to you guys. I'm sure you're waiting for the next one. So have a happy new year, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.